you know, right now where we're standing, we're in Camden, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Philadelphia is right there. This is the concrete jungle. And, you know, a lot of those kids, as they grow up, they don't fish. It's interesting because they're surrounded by water. You know, the Delaware River, the Schuylkill, ponds, city park lakes. But they don't have the influence to cast, to fish, to have a rod and reel. And that really, that became our focus, you know, is to target kids in what we call non-traditional areas, you know, urban areas, city centers, where the population's high, and let these kids have an experience. You know, it's amazing. I mean, some of the experiences we've had, whether it's Central Park in New York City, here in Camden, other parts of the country, even just casting.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable to see it, isn't it?
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Yes.
And you know, you see these kids have this experience they've never had, and they light up, you know? The big thing, I think, for the Ike Foundation is we're not saying we want all these kids to become professional anglers.
No.
It'd be great if some of them did, but we want them to have that fishing experience because it ties them to so many other positive things. The outdoors, nature, conservation. Ecology, you know, all these amazing things in life that maybe they wouldn't have been exposed to any other way, we're trying to help with that. So it's important. It's important for us. Yeah. We're proud of it.
What is this foolishness?
How many dreams can you shape in a minute, an hour?
The kind of clean you like best.
Lost three of my teeth, too. All right, so you lost. Next time you win.
Steamy, hot, hearty, delicious, invigorating.
Gente casa, folks at home, welcome to a brand new Ike Live show. This is one of my favorite shows of the year. It's the Halloween special. Yeah. First of all, I want to give a shout out to Mr. Miyagi. Thank you for teaching me all those years. Now I kick ass. We got a great show for you tonight. We've got the one and only Jay Humar, joining us. A little later in the show, of course, you know Jay from originally from Bass Fan, now from Bass Blaster. Also, we're going to be doing a little catch-up of what's been going on. Let me introduce the cast tonight. We got a great one sitting to my far right, the one and only Freddy Krueger. Freddy, how you doing tonight?
Jesus. Did Freddy growl?
He even scared a black belt. That's almost impossible.
Did he ever have dialogue in his movies?
Yeah, growl!
Yeah, is that it?
No, I think he did talk. Freddy talked, didn't he?
I don't remember him having lines.
Brian Carpenter.
I mean, Freddy's not dead.
Yeah.
No, well, he had to do something.
No, Freddy, have to do something. Freddy did have dialogue. He had dialogue, because he interacted with the characters, for sure.
Really?
Yeah, I think he did. Okay. Yeah. So how you doing, Freddie? How's the claws? It's been a while
at this
time. Ah, man, it's been super busy, man. We've been all over Bashu's, filming at Watts Bar and down at Lake Lanier and ASA here. Summit in over New there. Orleans.
Man, you guys been busy.
We've been busy. It's been a great October.
All right. We want to hear more about some of that stuff.
We want to hear more about it.
Yes. Sitting to my right, we have Peg Bundy. Peg!
Hi.
How you doing tonight?
I'm good. Al let me out.
Al let you out of the house? Holy hell. He's going to be mad at me and try to beat me up?
Yeah.
I have to use some of my techniques.
Al.
Al. How you doing, Beck?
I'm good.
It's nice to see you. You look good as a redhead.
Thanks.
What do you think? Maybe changing the color?
I got strength for that.
Nothing?
Yeah,
I think she looks really good as a redhead.
So do I.
Sitting to my left.
Hold on. Are we giving up the names?
Oh, we don't want to give them up? Okay.
I don't know.
Maybe we shouldn't. All right, sitting to my left is...
Oh, we just gave out two.
Yeah, I know. I want to make sure this show makes absolutely
sense.
I still
don't know, Jay.
Yeah. All right, let's not give...
It never makes sense.
All right, maybe we shouldn't give anything else away.
Because this is a tough one.
Yeah, yeah. Sitting to my left, we've got... give you some hints here. He's got a professional boxing career.
Huh?
He also has driven around in a van.
Knock, knock.
Tough man competition?
Yeah. What is that?
Knock, knock.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Us.
Who?
Us is going to punch you in the face. You introduced me last again, sucker.
All right. We're going to leave him nameless, but I have an idea who that is. Sitting over at the table. Yes, at the table today, we have, I don't know. We'll go by the sound of this one. Who are you tonight?
What?
Oh,
sorry.
Wait. Say that again.
But the mouth opens.
There it goes. Wow.
Up there looking like the last thing a milk carton kid sees at a Chuck E. Cheese.
Sorry, I had to clear my voice.
Well, I have a feeling your name spelled backwards is Paul. So, Paul. It's good to see you tonight.
Be here.
Glad you're here.
Going by
yes.
T-Rex today. But
glad you're here.
Yeah, I'm still Paul.
Good to have you tonight, of course. And then pushing buttons, making plays tonight. We got two fellas behind the desk tonight. And the first one, working on the IMs tonight.
Yeah.
Who are you? I want to know.
You don't know.
No, let's not give it away. Any guesses from around the room? Pete.
Oh, wait,
I got nothing for Jake.
Do this?
No.
No. I don't know.
Peg, did you think he was Superman? No.
Yeah, because the glasses and the hair.
No, the glasses come because I don't wear contacts. That's beat.
That's real. That's real life
that's
real. Stuff.
That's real Superman
Wait,
stuff.
Wait, so is that even part of the costume?
No. That's because I can't see without them.
Wait, so the only costume elements are the hair and
a flannel shirt.
Flannel shirt.
Yeah, easy.
All right, we're gonna save that.
He's a main character. It's not even a like, supporting
character. Anybody on the message board get it?
No, they got Paul, though.
From the 80s.
From the 80s.
Okay.
Sitcom, I followed all the rules. Uh-huh. Bought the costume.
Look at Pete. Look at Pete's got a blank
suit. I got a guess. I'll hold on to it.
Hold on to it. All right. And producing the show tonight, the only thing I can say, I don't want to give it too much away,
Jay Bri, Spiegel.
Is Jay Spiegel.
Yes!
From down at D.C. area. Jay, how you doing tonight?
Good.
We got a couple new patents and trademarks we're working on. So
all right, I'll get right on it.
We're going to be in contact. It's going to be a really good show. Of course, we want to thank our great sponsors, Mystery Tackle Box. We're going to be doing an unboxing a little later. Normally, I use a pen tip to open the box. Tonight, I'm going to be karate chopping that shit open.
Some other kind of pen tip.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
I'm going to karate chop that fool Murdoch.
Okay.
Murdoch! That's so good!
He's going to karate it. Also brought to you by Founders, man. We got some great Founders beer tonight. This is one I hadn't had in a bit, and it's tasting lovely tonight, drinking the Centennial IPA.
I do be liking that.
Very good. Brian, good choice tonight.
Thank you.
The Centennial.
Take all the credit.
Yes, here's the deal with Founders, too, man. If you're watching or listening from a place that, you know, you're like, man, I live in Arkansas or I live in Ohio. I don't know where to get it. Just go to founders.com, type in your zip code there, and you'll be able to find a great place. The Oktoberfest is out, right, Brian? Also got a breakfast stout out. What else? Nice porter out right now.
Yeah.
Check them out. Also, there's a Founders app you can download.
Which one do you have? Oh, the Centennial?
And the Centennial.
Yeah,
I love the Centennial.
Right here.
Ooh, yeah. How's that one?
It's like lunch. Breakfast.
Get a little close-up of that so everybody can see that label. You got it right there? Show a little bit of that right there. Yeah. By the way, Mystery Tackle Box, I forgot to skipped over this one. We do have a couple of really cool codes going on right now. If you go over to MysteryTackleBox.com, you're like, man, I want to have stuff brought to my doorstep every month. Use the promo code IkeLive, and you get 30% off your first Elite Box, 50% off your first Pro Box. That's half. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I know you're into spending money and saving money. So, right, Peg Bundy?
Yes.
Okay.
I just spend Al's money.
You do?
Yeah.
All right.
Al doesn't have any money. He sells shoes. He's broke.
He's got more money than Peg.
Well, that's true.
All right. Also,
you got half of the shoe money.
Guys, please don't fight. Yeah.
Also brought to you by Ike Foundation and Bash U. Head over to Bash U. We'll talk a little bit about that later, Pete. And Ike Foundation's got some good stuff going on.
You and I are the only two that violated, I think, the rules of this contest.
We did.
We did. We're not sitcom guys.
Did it happen? Paul was not on the sitcom.
I didn't remember the sitcom part of the deal.
You're right.
We're off a little.
One of the other ideas I had was the Tom Cruise from Top Gun was the other one I had. But I was going to be jumping around on the couch and shit. It was but
I still like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't work out, the costume.
You can still do that.
Do you know how popular that costume is?
Was it popular?
Yeah. I couldn't get it until November.
Because of the movie, the rumors. Yeah. Was it more popular than the Mr. T costume?
Shocking. My mask came in one day.
One day. It wasn't as popular. So he did get it. Before we start the show officially, we want to thank our military, active veterans, men and women. Thank you guys for what you do. It's a crazy world. Also want to thank our policemen, firemen, EMT. Thank you guys. Definitely appreciate you. Here's a couple things, Pete. Let's do some catch up. First of all, I do want to start with you. You mentioned it right there in the beginning. Some big trips for you.
Yeah.
ASA show summit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what that is. I'm in the fishing industry, and I have no effing clue what the ASA summit is. Tell people what that is.
Well, it's the show that we should have been going to for the last two decades.
Wow.
Honestly, it's really it's about the fishing industry. It's the people that are the fishing industry.
Yeah.
Are there, and all the companies that make the lures, manufacture the lures, sell the products, build the rods.
Yeah.
They're all there.
Inside industry people, everybody.
Inside industry people, as well as, you know, the ASA is there, and you find that, you know, you learn that the ASA is really a great, great organization. A lot of people are members of the ASA to be part of ICAST, introduce their products, but there's just so much more that they're doing behind the scenes. You know, it's a complex and a hard job. A lot of times, like, we're all concerned about the conservation of our natural resources, keeping our waterways available for the future.
Yeah.
But there's a balance there between, you know, outdoorsmen wanting to harvest from that and use that, and the angler's rights. And the ASA has this difficult job of managing all of those very, very important interests and dealing with the politics of the situation. Yeah. And just got to see him at work. So proud of this, though.
Yeah.
This was the proud moment for the Bass University and BTC and Craig Durant getting involved with anglers' rights access.
Yes.
That we dealt
with.
The New Jersey issue.
Round of applause for that. Yeah.
Yes, the ASA got behind that.
Yeah.
And supported it and really was a powerful, powerful friend and a force.
Yeah.
And recognized that was on their agenda at one of the meetings at that week, which I was thrilled and, you know, proud to be part of that. It's a little tiny thing, right?
Yeah.
Think about it. We've got a lake that they're trying to cut us out. We pay the taxes and we have rights to fish there, and they're really making it hard on us. But the ASA got behind it because it wants to set a precedent that look,
you can't shut lakes down like that.
They can shut if they allow that to happen, then that could happen on a bigger scale,
right?
Anywhere in the country, anywhere in. Yeah. And but
you mean the whole country and all businesses, sucker.
they're like Mr. T at times,
right? Have to be
standing up and fighting for us as anglers. So you know, that was just one part of it. But you know, getting a deal, like listen to some really good and the economics of what's going to happen in the future. Look down there with down the road. And I thought of you guys with the Ike Foundation a lot because of what you're doing, and you need to be applauded greatly. And those organizations that are doing what you're doing were applauded and recognized at this summit. It's so important to get kids introduced to fishing before the age of 12. That is the magic number.
Wow.
Is 12. A kid that learns fishing before the age will fish the rest of his life. If you get after 12,
yeah,
not so much.
Wow, how about that?
That alligator over there thinks 12 is a good number too.
Two bites, 12.
I started fishing at 12 and I haven't stopped since.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. So it was great. Got to meet. I want to recognize Yamaha for the amazing work they're doing.
Yeah, the right water stuff is awesome.
In the environmental work, in addition to everything else they do. I want to recognize AFCO. 10% of their profits go back to environmental causes.
Yeah.
And they're leading the charge, and it makes and attending that event makes you really want to step up your game and get involved more and do what we can for the sport.
Yeah.
So, I could go on for hours about all the people we meet. We will.
God knows.
We'll sit down. But it was a blast.
That's cool.
Got to go to New Orleans, and it was a lot of fun. Yeah. We also heard some music. Got to be, meet so many people that I've not got a chance to meet. So it was a ball.
That's awesome. Well, I'm glad you explained that, because I never really knew what that event was. But the access issues, I think, very important. And so two things I want to hit there. One is, Paul, that's important. Even, Pete's talking about Greenwood Lake, a lake where they're trying to limit boat access. But the bank access as well is a big thing, right? And do you encounter some of that stuff, right?
You get chased out?
Getting chased out, getting your access denied?
I mean, I'm so small and insignificant, I'm usually able to sneak in, sneak out. But, you know.
Okay. Especially with that mask, I'm sure you blend right in.
Yeah, I blend right into the environment,
Especially with the blueprints of Sesame Place.
The brown just blends right in with the dead grass all around the
Right, place, it does. Know? It does.
Move your microphone closer.
Thank you, Tom.
And I want to shout out to Ken Duke, too. For inspiring me to attend. And thank you, Ken, for that, because that was a great great decision for us to go, thanks to you.
Yeah. So here's the thing that I want to – the tie-in that I have to what just happened to us last week, which is amazing trip. To Italy to do a little work, do a little sightseeing, do some fishing. And the fishermen there have no power over anything. And it was blaring, and it's like a lot of times it takes a trip like that to realize that, we do have it good here when it comes to having organizations that represent us, to having, a voice and having, like angry Americans getting together and saying, "No, this is bullshit." And it over there, it was crazy. Like some of the things that were coming up, like it reminded me of Japan a little, where it's like, you couldn't fish in marinas. You couldn't fish around like these islands, like no fishing around the islands. I'm like, why? I mean? Like no fishing in the marinas when they weren't dug marinas, like stuff like that. And then like these rules. So like the one rule on this lake, we fished a amazing lake called Lake Bolsena. And they were like, this weekend might be a busy weekend because it's the last weekend that you can have an outboard on the lake. Huh?
Wow.
What? Yeah. And it's a giant lake. It's like, like size of like let's say Oneida.
Mm-hmm.
And they cut off the times when you could use an outboard. And it becomes a trolling motor only lake.
Wow.
For months, from like November 1st to like March.
Well, unless you're a commercial fisherman.
Mm-hmm. So there's all these crazy rules, and they don't have the support unit there. So it's interesting, I think we're lucky. We take a lot of stuff for granted.
We're lucky we have the ASA.
Yeah.
To help us.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd agree. I'd agree. But
and Ken Duke.
But Italy was amazing. I did want to say that that's only my second time there. But the food, Mr. T, the food there, I mean, unfreaking, dude, you would love it, because I know you're a big eater. You would love it. The food there was just to die for.
What'd you get, fresh Chef Boyardee right from the pot?
Right. Dude, the pasta is incredible. Pasta. Ink squid it pasta.
Yeah.
Ink squid it.
Exquisite.
Yeah, and so one of the highlights of the week, I do want to mention this, is so we're there with Abu Garcia Europe, mm-hmm. and they rented a place near the lake for us so that, you know, like the rest of the team could all stay at this house. And they had a chef, an on-call chef.
She lived with us,
like literally moved in with us. So we'd get off
breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It was incredible. So we'd get off the water or get back from a store visit, and there's these dinners every night, and it's just the best food you've ever ate in your life.
No
like
kidding.
Like multiple
literally.
Courses.
Wow.
Literally.
Because cool. they do the first course and then the second course and then dessert.
Mm-hmm.
And so your first course is your pasta or your risotto. It's your starches, your carbs. And then your second course is your meat. Fish, meat, whatever.
Meat.
We ate so much. And you eat at like 10 o'clock at night. So then you finish eating, and then you just climb in bed, and you're like,
ugh.
But you kind of get used to it.
Yeah.
Like, after so many days, you're just
What do they do at 5 and 6 o'clock?
You're still out doing whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
They're not at work, right?
Nah, maybe just hanging out.
No, they
have a whole lot of hanging out.
No, yeah. But they have a way better balance of work and personal life.
Uh-huh.
Like people, like they have all the outdoor cafes and everything. So you'll see people stop and like grab a beer, you know, at the cafe or whatever. And then, you know, mosey home or in the mornings, you know, it's everyone just grabs like an espresso or a coffee at the cafe, like on your way to work, and everyone chats and, you know, grab your newspaper, this, that, the other, and then you head to work.
It's definitely different. It's just definitely a different vibe, different lifestyle vibe over there, which I liked.
Yeah, we're like third least vacationing workforce on the planet.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's I don't know. It kind of sucks.
Yeah.
They all start with like 4 weeks vacation.
Yeah.
We were talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
it's like shutdowns, like 2 weeks holiday.
Holiday. Yeah, but I did want to say that the best
is that shutdown during the time you can have the outboards going on the boat.
I don't know if the Italians have it, because the Abu Garcia folks that we were with are French, and they were talking about that it was holiday.
We are not French, sucker.
The bass anglers, though, the angling community there is very, like, excited and vibrant. It was unbelievable. It reminded me of Japan, you know, like where a lot of things still feel new there,
mm-hmm.
if that's a good explanation. Like, I did a couple tackle store visits, and just the energy and the vibe of, you know, the energy was incredible.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, what was it like after you left?
After I left, I don't know.
Probably sucked.
Maybe it sucked. But here's the one thing I did want to say. We did a store visit. Not a store visit, but a visit with a store, but not at the store. I was really confused.
Huh?
Yeah, but listen, we got to hear this. So it was.
To explain that, though, the biggest stores in Italy, like 80% of their sales are web sales.
Yeah, they do a lot of web business.
So they have storefronts, but that's not where majority of the business happens.
Yeah. So the one store we did was literally the best tackle store I've ever been in. Reminded me of a Japanese tackle store. Stuff was merchandised just perfect. Dude, I mean, the stuff they had there, so they had stuff from the U.S., stuff from Europe, stuff from Asia, just perfect. And everything from, like, trout fishing to bass fishing to saltwater to match fishing, carp fishing, they had it all. And it was unbelievable.
What's match fishing?
Competitive carp fishing They even catch like little roach and shit. It's like match fishing.
Do they take their glove off and slap you?
Probably.
I demand satisfaction.
No, but it's the weirdest thing, because the rods are like 20 feet long.
Yeah. Some of the match fishing rods are really long. Like, they don't even have reel.
Compensating.
Yeah, they're compensating.
But you don't cast them or anything.
Right. Yeah.
Like, it's just the line there.
It's like
so
leverage.
If you catch a fish,
like,
you literally have to take the rod apart and bring it in. I'm not kidding.
It breaks down. But the craziest thing is the rod was like €4,000.
What the hell
is like
that?
It's like
$4,000.
US.
Wow. Yeah.
because it's all carbon fiber. The whole thing is
$4,000
$4,000
Our dollars?
Yeah.
Yes.
For a fishing rod?
For a fishing rod. I mean, that's how
that's
how into it they are. Anyway, great store there. The second store was a smaller storefront, and we met at this thing.
How do they afford $4,000 rods when they're not even working all
day?
They're
not. They're 4 weeks a year off.
I mean, they're into it.
How are they doing it?
That's
their
thing.
How do you get that shipped to you from the store? Like a 45-foot long rod.
I mean, you got to remember a lot of.
No wonder Jordache are so expensive.
Well, a lot of places in in Europe, you don't have the big boat access, right? It's it's more, Paul. It's bank fishing. A lot of bank fishing there.
Yeah.
It's a lot of belly boat fishing there, right? A lot of. You know, because they don't have the means to store a 20-foot boat or, a vehicle to pull it.
Mm-hmm.
So other types of fishing are popular, like especially
this
fishing.
Is the first. I thought you had been fishing in Italy
before. Yeah, one other time.
Okay.
This is my second visit.
I got you.
But
you won last time, remember?
Did I?
Yeah, you won a damn boat. Remember, Dave?
That was in Spain.
That was in Spain.
Oh, same thing.
But the second visit, and I want to flush this out with you guys and try to imagine this. So we met at this place. They're like, we're going to meet at the lake. And I was like, oh, we're meeting at the lake. Okay. We pull up. And listen, as I flush this out, listen, because I want this to become a reality here. Never seen anything like this ever. So think about this. Mr. T, think about this. We pull into this parking lot, and we go down. We're starting to go down this hill, and I see this pond. It's basically just a quarry. It's like a little sand quarry lake. But they have built this whole facility around fishing this lake. And as you walk down this hill, down the steps, dude, they've got like outdoor seating, like bar areas. They've got a stage with a freaking PA, they can house a concert. And all this revolves around fishing this lake. And they've built this community where people can come and experience fishing, let their kids fish or fish themselves, have events there. And, it was dog friendly, and they had food trucks. And, it was amazing. Hmm. And I was like, man, I'm like, we don't have anything like this in the States, built around fishing. And the story is great because there are these two Italian DJs that, like house DJs, right? The DJs that were making like the coin that liked fishing and decided to reinvest their money into this project and create like a safe haven for fishermen. And it's their like retirement, They built this whole thing. It's amazing. I'm like, God, we have to do this, from the standpoint of getting kids fishing or teaching or. I can't hear you, but yeah, Brian, is Pete's mic on? It is. Okay, I can't hear. Now it is.
Yeah, it's not Texas Fish and Game. I can't remember their title because they're all so similar. But they're doing at their hatchery.
Okay.
They have a facility to introduce people to fishing, and they do it all year long, inviting kids and families in to teach them how to do it. So they're doing something similar, not quite what you're talking about, but they're offering, that showcase, completely housed event where you can come in, use their gear, learn how to do
it's
it.
Very cool.
Right there.
Yeah.
Texas Parks and Turtles.
Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Yeah, this place was awesome. It really made me want to create something like that here. And like the beer aspect of it was awesome. Like they worked with local breweries, and they literally had like beer taps at like three or four different places throughout the facility. It was awesome. I took a lot of pictures. I'll show you guys when the show's over, but
what's their beer like?
It was really good. It was really good. We had an IPA. It was funny that one Italian guy was like IPA. He's like, oh, the IPA.
The IPA.
Oh, I'm like, yeah, I like that fucking IPA. Give me some more of that IPA. But the IPA was good, and they had a Belgium that was really good.
Yeah.
It was good. But anyway, that it was an awesome trip. I mean, it was short. It was about a 9-day trip. Wish we had another.
Short.
Yeah. Short trip, nine-day trip.
I think it was over 10 days.
Well, but we're all getting to feel like what it's like to be Bill Gates' driver.
Right. Aspen sucks.
Wait, is that? Jake, are you Bill? Are you Bill Gates' driver?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think I know who he is, actually.
You do?
Yeah.
All right.
I do.
Right. Real quick, let me remind you. Do we have a Mike Live bag up here? I don't see it anywhere. It's probably stolen.
We're doing an MTV box.
Let me know.
Oh.
Let me know if I'm close.
Dun
dun dun dun.
No.
What?
Addams Family.
All right, so I forgot to do this beginning of the show, but if you're watching over on Facebook, please like and share the feed. If you do that, you're going to be entered a chance to win a mystery tackle box. And probably give them a maybe we'll give them an elite box, the pro box, but we'll give you a box.
I tried to do tonight.
Jake, you got to bring them comments in. They're too good to.
I tried to do 902-101. Dun, dun, dun,
all right, Jake, dun, we had some good comments coming in on some of the outfits tonight or guesses.
Yes, Drunkwood.
Yes.
Drunkwood.
Drunkwood wants to say that without the mask, Dave looks like a gray baked potato. I was going for more for a retired Rocky, but we'll take that.
Retired Rocky, I like.
A gray baked potato. Yeah. All right.
And Pete looks like the scarecrow from Wizard of Oz that went on a Chick-fil-A bender.
On a what bender?
Chick-fil-A bender.
Oh, there you go.
Do we have a bird That's somewhere? Nice. Put a bird on Pete's shoulder. Like a scarecrow. It's awesome.
As he's sitting there, like, in his mom's basement with, like, her clothesline pins on his nipples, watching the show. Degenerate.
Oh, my God.
But Dave's not putting up with his comments.
No!
But the other thing I wanted to say real quick, last thing about Italy that I wanted to say, and, Brian, I know you appreciate this. Dave, you probably appreciate this, too. Dude, the history of everything there and the freaking architecture and the way they garden is so, like, you know, we're here in the States and old is a couple hundred years old, you know, Centerton Inn, it's old, you know, and you get there
thousands
and everywhere you go, not just like in Rome or Florence or whatever, everywhere you go, you're just like, holy shit. You know, these castles that are, you know,
been here a
like
long
you look
time.
At, you look at the placard and it's like, 650 A.D., you know, 11, you know, whatever, and you're like, oh, my God.
There's no right angles. Everything has a beautiful crescendo at the corner of it. Like, there's nothing.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, I'm thinking of the time you and I tried to get the cornerstone that was 150 years old off the bank.
I think about that from time to time, dude, how monumental that would have been. I do. Like, everyone would want that.
Yeah. But there, the cornerstones are like, you know, older. 650 B.C., you know.
But the history is crazy. The history is amazing. Just amazing.
Disciples were walking on those rocks.
That's right.
I'm sure.
Everywhere you turn, for everyone who lives there or in Europe, they're not impressed. But we'd drive by just like a stone wall, and I'm like, oh, how old do you think that wall is? You know what I mean? The stone is just like eaten away and slowly like fading and dying and crumbling. Yeah. And I'm like, who came by here? Like, what, you know what I mean? Every turn you go around, there's a town up on a hill because they were all built up on the highest hilltops. And they had, you know, 20, 30, 40-foot walls or the cliff faces to protect them. And the stories of, you know, like, oh, well, you know, so-and-so invaded, then so-and-so invaded. You know what I mean? And they've just changed hands so many times. And, like, the history's wild. It's absolutely amazing. Yeah,
that's interesting.
That's cool, awesome. Yeah.
Instead of building
guys,
in a valley where, you know, the water and the food is, you know, they build where they can be protected.
Magnum.
No, I was just saying thank you for taking us along to Italy. It's the closest I'll ever get. Probably speak for
Come on,
just
Magnum.
Me.
You live in Hawaii.
You'll see pictures later.
I know, dude. You live in Hawaii, man. Dude, you drive around in a Ferrari.
Yeah, you got a red Ferrari.
It was not.
What was it?
And you guys gave me away. It was a coyote.
We already talked about
it. Was it a Ferrari?
No. Oh, I don't think so. I thought it was a kit car. Wasn't it a kit?
I don't know, bro. I envisioned a Ferrari.
Something called a coyote.
Oh, really?
I think.
This might be Google.
But I know who would know.
And Freddy Krueger absolutely talked, Pete.
He did talk.
He did talk.
100%. Yeah.
Man,
he was like.
Yeah, he said rhymes.
Oh, yeah, he absolutely said stuff.
It was a Ferrari.
Yeah, something like that.
Ferrari.
Yeah.
Was it?
I never saw any of the movies.
Not really.
What? You're not a horror buff.
No, I get scared.
I never watched that.
What?
I avoid.
You're like Beck. Beck avoids it, too.
I avoid those movies.
You should.
My whole life. Yep.
Really? What?
Yep. Never
saw The Exorcist.
Just never.
Come on,
never, ever.
Just
what?
Never.
Just
I mean,
never.
Like, I saw clips, and you see clips. Like, it would
just
come
never
on.
Times.
Like, if I'm on the remote, and like, I can't get it off fast enough.
Yeah.
Like, I just can't
but
get
why,
it off
let
fast
me,
enough.
But why, though?
Legit, I get uncomfortable and scared. Yeah. Like, I'm by myself, somebody's hiding under my stairs.
Yeah,
I
but
mean,
I think, I, Beth,
you know,
you're
I
the
just
same.
Don't like it.
You're the same, though. You don't like
it.
Come on, let Pete keep talking.
No, but the funny thing is, there's the opposite, too, which is I like, we always like scary movies. Like
back in the day, I'm out on them.
Are you out on them?
Oh, I'm out.
I like scary movies.
It gives
I like
you an adrenaline rush. You know, that's what I like about it.
You like them, Paul?
I love them.
Yeah, of course.
Slasher movies gives you an adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
Nah.
Jump scares. Yeah.
I like being scared.
Too much negativity.
I have to be honest.
It's just a movie.
There's enough scary stuff in this world.
Yeah, just watch
your
the news.
Mind. Yeah, just watch the news and you can be scared to walk out your front door.
Yeah, how about something uplifting?
So, like, I don't need another thing to be like, should I be scared of that? Shit, never even thought about that.
Yeah,
you know
real
what I mean? Like,
getting,
I don't.
But I do like a different kind of scare.
Uh-oh.
Like the
troll motor cords?
That.
Wait, is the camera on? Yes. Oh, like that kind of scary? Camera's still on
that,
me?
Yes. And like the bush man, you seen him on social? The guy that dresses up as a bush?
Yeah.
And then he sits in a pot in like
Six
Flags.
Yeah. It's Ed Bassmaster,
I'm a bush.
And no, he'll just, people will walk by and he'll just move.
Yeah.
And the girls will scream
I'm
and
a bush,
across.
I'm a bush.
You know that
so
guy.
So this is what you're scared of too?
No, I like watching that.
Oh, you
no,
like
I'm
that.
Into that kind of scared, like where you know, you hide behind, like I scare my son every day, you know, like
in the bush.
You know, I hide behind a corner and he
same
comes
time.
Down. And I gotta scare him. I love scaring people, but I hate those gory bloodbath.
Paul, kind of like when you go in the closet where there's a symbol with someone wearing a dress and they're all like ah when they walk in and you're in there.
What?
Paul.
What?
The hell did I do?
I don't even know what's just going on right now. Dave's messing with me, and I don't even get the punchline. Oh, my God. That's how it is,
it's
huh?
It's okay. The rest of us did. Jake, who are you?
No.
Was Dave right?
No.
Did anyone guess it?
No.
Nobody
did. No,
we're not 902 and 0.
That's what I thought maybe
give
he
us,
was.
Can you give us a clue before
Jeffrey Dahmer?
Scooby-Doo.
Where everybody knows your name.
No. Cheers.
Cheers, but who the hell are you on Cheers?
Yeah.
Wait, I know. Stop.
Ted had black hair.
What?
What?
No, you're the intern that worked for the channel that's re-airing it.
Yes.
Dude, you look like you're getting ready to narrate a bar mitzvah, and you think we're supposed to think you're on Cheers?
they sell 6 wigs of Spirit Halloween.
Like you're about to, MC.
Mary.
The irony of it is, no one knows his name.
No.
No.
I mean, it's not Ted Danson. Did Ted Danson walk around in a flannel shirt?
Yeah,
he did.
For like half the episodes, it was either that or a sweater. I did research on this. Yeah. Pretty hard. And I failed, apparently.
Oh, man, dude.
I saw the flannel with the 3/4 roll. He had the brown hair. This is the only brown wig I could find that had hair longer than mine.
Oh,
I'm like,
my God.
I got to take what I can get.
You know what it is?
I was
going to
get a towel over my shoulder.
Let me say this.
I thought it was like three.
Hey, it looks like he's ready to file a lawsuit.
What? Well, here's the thing. Ted Danson, even back then, was a little weathered and beat up. What's throwing us off here is Jake's got a baby face.
Yeah. He's a young, handsome kid with brown hair.
Right. So it's throwing us off, the baby face.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a fail, bro. That's a fail, buddy.
Or a win.
A for effort.
Or
wait,
a win.
Did you
he's the only guy that didn't
anyone?
Get guessed.
Did
true.
You say, here's my costume to anyone?
No, absolutely not. This was like last night this happened.
Pete, I look more like Don Johnson in Miami Vice right now than he looks like Ted Danson in Cheers,
you
dude.
You know what? So guess who has to dress as mashed potatoes for Thanksgiving. Jake,
you're mashed potatoes.
Jake needs to dress as mashed potatoes.
And Brian, you need to dress
I'm
like
happy.
That every day with your mustache falling off.
I'm tired of that mustache.
I tell you, the spirit glue.
It threw me off because it's an Andy Reid mustache. Like Magnum's mustache was different.
Yeah, but the Hawaiian shirt.
The
didn't
whole
get you.
Thing was Magnum
I didn't
PI.
Get it. I didn't get it until Becky said something, but I get it now. What's this?
That's your T-shirt. You want to hold it up for the camera? It says, everybody.
The other way?
Turn around so the camera can see.
Mashed potatoes.
Pretend. That's great. Where'd that come from?
I promised Becky that I would get Pete a mashed potatoes costume.
There it goes.
And it wouldn't make it in time, but
okay.
That shirt did.
All right.
That's very nice.
The other thing I want.
I like that a lot better.
Wrapping up the Italy thing. Yeah, Brian. I did want to wrap this up real quick. I did want to give a shout out to the guy that I fished with. The guy I spent a lot of time with, Alessandro. Dude, coolest cat in the world. Shout out to Alessandro. He is the I'm trying to think, what's a good analogy for somebody in the States? You know, he's
Eric,
the,
like jobless?
No, he's the coolest cat in all of Italy.
Yeah.
He's the guy that's sort of making bass fishing cool, and he's a hell of a fisherman. The interesting thing, when I got there fishing-wise,
he's the Mike Iaconelli of bass fishing in Italy.
Even cooler.
He DJs,
he's way cooler than me.
He guides. I mean.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, way cooler than me.
Lots of days off.
A lot of days off. But the interesting thing about the fishing styles there, Paul, and this is you'll get a kick out of this, is that finesse fishing dominates there.
Mm.
Finesse fishing dominates, especially in that lake. Lake Bolsena, it's super clear, weedy, like 4 or 6 pound test, little baits. And it was interesting because that's, you know, his style is finesse and slow. Like, it's so interesting to see these style differences. So we'd go to, like, let's say, like, a weed patch, right? And he'd pull up and be, like, 2 football fields away and come off pad and start idling in. You know, then he'd get a football field away and then drop the trolling motor and ease on it. And I'm like, holding on to the seat, like, like shaking him.
Big time finesse, huh?
Finesse, like not turn his depth finders on, Brian. You know all this from Keith. And like very conscious of quiet and light and small and slow. Like he was explaining to me, like topwater fishing, finesse fishing. He's like, you know, like I was watching him fish topwater. And dude, it was like it hits. He's like, wait. And like I'm watching the ripples just go. And now I'm like, I'm in like 10 seconds. Wait.
Stop it.
Wait.
How are you surviving that?
Very
man?
Hard. I very bet. Hard.
Oh, my God. You almost killed McGraw because he pulled like a 50 yards, got off pad 50 yards too
I
early.
I wanted to kill.
Last one, Paul. If we're talking about finesse for Paul. That's wearing a nurse's costume at a pediatric unit. That's why.
Oh, whatever.
But
this is not
so. Anyway, so totally different styles.
Yeah.
Slow, quiet. You know, like all this. And I get there, and I'm the opposite.
No kidding.
And the opposite's working. And he had never seen it before.
Wow.
I'm dropping bombs on him. 1.5, 2 ounce tungsten weights, dropping bombs on them.
2 ounce.
Making these fish react, you know.
Yep.
Ripping a big chatterbait.
Wow.
You know, just totally opposite. It was cool that we worked together.
That you were catching
him
and he wasn't. Yeah.
We both caught him.
I'm surprised you were happy about it.
So now you get to go ruin fishing for Italy like you did South Jersey. Can't wait.
Can't wait. So Alessandro spoke English.
He spoke English. Yeah.
You know, it was
good English.
It was
good.
Choppier, but you could understand everything that he was saying. So he unfortunately had to speak English to Mike's 0 Italian.
Yeah.
But he would come home and at dinner tell us, he's like, fishing with Mike is like fishing with children. And he's trying to explain that Mike's like all over the boat and the tackle's everywhere. And he's like, he was, like, showing pictures. He's like, the boat is destroyed. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, what does he do? And I'm like, I don't know. So he fishes.
But
so
it
works.
It was good. I did come back with a, you know, I think when you fish with different people, have different styles, it's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And definitely there were things he did that I said, man, I should do more of this in certain situations, you know, and not be so high strung and so quick to leave or, you know, in and out, you know, just settling down. And I saw the strength of that. It was cool to see it, you know?
Little influence.
That
might not help. A chance.
Yeah. I think so. I think
we hear this
chance.
Every week.
I think there's
every
a chance.
Month. Of the places you guys been with people speaking broken English, who has the coolest sounding broken English?
Man, Dave? I don't know. I'd say the French are pretty. I like the French accent.
Louisiana?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's French. Funny because they all have a very distinct way. Because we don't realize it because of the way that we speak, but there's a rhythm to different languages. And so when they speak in their rhythm, but in your language, it's kind of funny. Because the inflections are different and everything.
I had a Frenchman, honestly, and genuinely accidentally insult Mel. It was hilarious. So we're up in the mountains and... We ask him to take a picture of us.
French-Canadian?
And she hands him the camera, and they kind of pass each other. No, like legit French.
Oh, yeah.
And he looks at her. He takes the camera, and he's like, you Americans, you're all so huge. Nothing that a woman wants to hear. Like, hey, you gigantic bitch, get out of my way so I can take your picture. You know, I don't know.
You're all so huge.
He said, you're all so huge, but he said it to her.
Oh, my God.
It was amazing, dude.
Huge. You Americans.
Huge. We knew instantly what that meant. We're like, oh, my God, he just, you know, like that just happened, dude.
But here, this is...
Say, like, tall, leggy.
This is a sad fact about Americans, though, and, like, why we're dumb Americans. You cannot go to any other country. They all speak enough English to communicate.
Yeah, what happens when you're
the
king.
That's what you do. Yeah, and like dumb Americans.
Nope, it's what happens when you have the Second Amendment.
Well,
we don't need to worry about speaking their language. Come here. More guns than people.
No. Back to back World War champs.
Yeah.
The English language does not come from the United States. You do realize that, like,
comes from jolly England,
the British, and much of the Netherlands, and so many countries. I mean, they speak.
I disagree. No one from Westminster ever said "you guys."
I bet you they do say "y'all" though over there.
No.
Good.
No, and you know what else they don't say? Fill your y'all for your heels.
Right. But Jay Kumar does.
What was that again, Pete?
He does.
Pete, just never.
Just never.
Just
What did you say about haunted movies?
Yeah, I watch them just never.
Just that. All right,
Brian,
I'm adding that, dude.
Brian, let's do this.
I'm adding that to the repertoire.
We're very, very excited to have Jay on. Why don't we do this, though?
Okay.
Why don't we just take a real quick break, like super short.
Super short.
Let's take one little quick break, and we come
Teensy
back.
Tiny.
We'll come right back with Jay. This has been a fun show. It's our Halloween special. Hang in there with us. When we come back, Jay Kumar joins us live on the show.
Four and a half inch drop shot worm, Bama bug. Finesse jig, PB&J, give me something hard. Hey, KVD here. Now, I didn't always know this much about fishing. Four-aught EWG worm hook. In fact, there was a time when I couldn't tell the difference between a jerk bait and a stick bait. But then I signed up for Mystery Tackle Box, the original monthly tackle subscription. And now I know more about fishing than I do about calculus.
And he knows a lot about calculus.
Plus, I get amazing extras, like free fishing magazines. October 2016. Featured article, 4 Places to Throw a Frog. Exclusive decals. Zombie bass. And how-to videos for all the great baits I receive. How to tune a crankbait. Is that underwater footage I smell?
I got goosebumps.
So if you're looking to develop enhanced fishing abilities like me, or you just like getting new tackle every month, go to MysteryTackleBox.com and get your box today. Ooh, live minnows. Is it lunchtime already? Nature's candy.
At Founders Brewing, we asked ourselves, what if we brewed a beer perfect for any occasion? A beer that makes a weekday feel more like the weekend. And the weekend feel more like an adventure. What if we brewed a beer that brought us together and allowed us to be ourselves? a beer that is just as much of a companion as it is a reward at the end of the journey. What if we explored the unknown together and found a new way? What if we celebrated taste and flavor and life's simple pleasures? And what if we brewed a beer that could go where you go without slowing you down? What if? Founders All Day IPA. Low ABV and full flavor that goes where you go. Chase your what if.
All right, Brian. Torquedo today. We've got the Ike Live Tiny Boat out. I want to tell you, this is not just for electric-only reservoirs. It's for other things as well. Today is a great example. Where are we? What are we going to take this thing through today?
The Upper Susquehanna.
Upper Susquehanna River.
That's right.
Current, rock, lots nasty bottom, yep. And we're going to use Torquedo.
Everybody else running jet drives. We've got the rock guard on the Torquedo. We're going to some small spots.
Yeah.
Get in there. We're going to make it happen.
There you go.
Let's go.
Shallow water, speed, strength, power. Come on. Let's
go. Consistency.